It could be tense. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The White House says support for Israel is unwavering, but President Biden is scheduled to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about his handling of the war against Hamas in Gaza, civilian deaths, the lack of civilian aid, and the death of aid workers in Gaza.
World Central Kitchen has called for an independent investigation into the killing of seven of its aid workers who died in Israeli airstrikes. The charity's founder says the group's cars were targeted. Israel's military leaders say a misidentification led to the strikes. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A judge denies a request to delay former President Trump's first criminal trial.
Lawyers for former President Trump asked a judge in New York to delay his criminal trial on charges stemming from alleged hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The trial is slated to start April 15th. But the Trump defense team is hoping to put it off until after the Supreme Court rules on the former president's immunity claims.
Fox's Jill Nato. Prosecutors recommend at least 10 years in prison each for the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbley.
In a court filing, Oakland County prosecutors say James Crumbley failed to exercise even the smallest measure of ordinary care that could have prevented the 2021 fatal shootings of four Oxford High School students, adding Jennifer Crumbley showed a chilling lack of remorse for her role, recommending they serve at least 10 years in prison. The parents of shooter Ethan Crumbley were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for failing to secure the gun that was used and ignoring signs the then 15-year-old was struggling with mental health. Their sentencing hearing is set for April 9th. Ethan Crumbley, sentenced to life in prison without parole, pleading guilty to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The number of Americans putting in new unemployment claims rose to the highest level in 2 months. Still historically, though, 221,000, up 9,000 from the week before. America's listening to Fox News.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
A lot of people making their way to work in Baltimore this morning have had to find new ways to do it since the bridge collapsed there a week and a half ago.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge was a regular route for thousands of Baltimore drivers. Even though work on a new bridge won't start until the collapse is cleared, Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld said they are working on contingencies.
Transit options, getting people to rideshare, things of that sort to try to bring down some of the demand. And then we are reviewing the bottlenecks, if we see any now, where we're looking at our traffic signaling system, for instance, signage.
Construction of a new key bridge has been estimated to take 5 to 7 years, with design and proper permitting as factors. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A flight from New Orleans to Orlando, Florida makes an emergency landing.
Southwest Airlines says flight 4273 was diverted to Tampa International because of turbulence over the Gulf of Mexico. A flight attendant and passenger were injured and required medical treatment after landing. Radar showed intense storms over the Gulf of Mexico about halfway through the flight. Storms that affected Florida and the East Coast all day Wednesday as a cold front moved east. Southwest said customers arrived in Orlando 4.5 hours behind schedule. Southwest said the plane was checked out by mechanics.
Fox's Tim Lidner. An Alabama woman is accused of trying to use her 3-year-old son to hide drugs.
Mobile County, Alabama sheriff's deputy slapping the cuffs on 35-year-old Tierra Takora Hill after, they say, discovering 2 kilos of cocaine stuffed inside the boy's backpack. The cops were acting on a tip that she was using her house, in which the boy and 3 other children also lived, as a drug stash house. They say a handgun was also recovered when they moved in to arrest her.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Stock futures have turned higher ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
local news. A Georgetown man seriously hurt Tuesday after a crash in Champaign County at the intersection of 2200 East and 2100 North in Stanton Township. A 24-year-old man driving north when he blew past a stop sign hit a truck traveling east. The 24-year-old transported to a hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. The other driver, a 36-year-old fisherman, declined medical attention. Community members from Champaign-Urbana mourning the loss of Dr. William Patterson, a pillar of the African-American community for his contributions to youth education and arts. He passed away Tuesday at age 58. Most recently, Dr. Patterson worked as the co-director of the Hip Hop Innovation Center. People in Rantoul have been wondering what to do with a large Cold War relic for years. Now the mayor says it's time to launch a new approach to the village's antique missile. It's been a staple of the community for more than 60 years. Mayor Charles Smith said at one point it housed an active nuclear warhead. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
ESPN 93.5, we check your weather forecast with our meteorologist, Greg Solier. It's 41 degrees in downtown St. Louis and windy. Greg says it's getting better, sir. I know it will be. And so we're brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
The Urbana Park District reminds you that they do have this peace march as they honor Martin Luther King. It's from 5:30 to 7. It starts at King Park and goes to Douglas Center. So you can find out all the details at urbanaparks.org. Greg, you and I had talked about this nor'easter also.
Yeah, Diane. It's been pretty good snow and snow totals that are kind of running from about that Finger Lakes region in New York around the Syracuse area on eastward into northern and central parts of New England, out towards the Berkshires, the Green and White Mountains, and boy, before all is said and done, it'll be a late-season event of about 15 to better than 20 inches, and that would be in the mountain areas and then some, and then generally in the range of 5 to 10 inches to get into the Hudson Valley and points on west from there. But pardon me, that is the eastern flank of the system that's impacting our part of the world, our part of the Midwest, and you can take a look at the visible satellite, and I'm sure Stevie can testify to this. We're right on the brink of the clouds, right over Busch Stadium. More sun to the west, a little more cloudiness to the north and northeast, and we're watching a few little bands of some sprinkle and snowflake activity once again make their way out of Wisconsin. Those are going to probably arrive here during the course of the late morning and afternoon, and outside of a sprinkle, that's about all. Going to be a chilly home opener down there, about 48, 49 degrees for the afternoon high, right at first pitch time out there at Busch Stadium with a northwest wind at about 15 miles per hour. Back this way, 36 at Willard or Savoy, 35 at Rantoul, 37 over at Danville. We'll see an afternoon high today across the area. Not very, probably just going to top out at around 43. That's about 12 shy of normal. Again, maybe a couple sprinkles and snowflakes around this morning and a stray rain shower too this afternoon and evening time. Down to 33 for tonight, turning partly sunny here for the day tomorrow. High temperature for around 48 with a northwest wind. We're in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday, but shower activities back in on Sunday. Monday for the eclipse, there may be a shower thunderstorm early and late in the day in between. Maybe some low and mid-level clouds may dampen the horizon and the look of the sky. Of course, safety first there. But 71 if you're going to be outside Monday afternoon. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, each day some degree of rainfall. Will be in the 60s here for highs through the middle and late portions of next week. At least milder weather returning along with the wet weather too. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thank you very much. Greg Solier, our meteorologist. Great having him do our weather every day. I look forward to it. He's so good at it. I'm watching the grounds crew at work. They are doing something. I don't know what they're doing, but this field, it's just remarkable. We were at the old course in St. Andrews a long time ago. Not that long ago. And they had machines to make that thing. The greens are unbelievable. Golf. But here in St. Louis, everything looks like kind of a putting green. It's so perfect. I mean, the powder, most of us that played baseball, we played on fields that had rocks, so we had to throw the rocks off. So that's kind of how that worked. But here it's powder. It's all true hops. It's the show. It's the big time. It's great being in St. Louis for opening day. We've been, how, I don't know, 10 years in a row down here, and it's just an honor to come for St. Louis, to be invited by the St. Louis Cardinals to do a broadcast in the morning. It's fun to do. So we drove down at 3:30 this morning, 4:30, 5:30, got here, you know, before 6. And it's not a bad time to drive, but I will note that in the 5 o'clock hour around this downtown St. Louis, kind of crowded. It's like, what's up? What's up with all the people? Because there was a time, it was about 4 years ago. I don't think it was COVID-related, but it was about 4 or 5 years ago. I drove from Curtis Road on 57 to Tuscola, okay? What's that, 15 miles,
right,
10, 15 miles?
Right.
I did not see one vehicle either direction till Tuscola. It's kind of creepy. Kind of thought it might have been, what's going on? Wow. What happened overnight? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was much more traffic. Truckers are sleeping, taking a nap or whatever they do. Mm-hmm. They were there a lot along the rest areas. But anyway, easy drive down, and we'll not get a stay for the ball game today, but we'll come back to Champaign-Urbana a bit later. But just being in the aura of Major League Baseball, it is cold. They're stocking caps out. I mean, the temperature is 42 degrees and windy, so that'll probably give you a wind chill down around, whatever, 30 or so. So it's nippy. But yeah, thanks to my crew here with me today, Greg and Megan, Mike and Jim. They are teaming up, putting this broadcast together, and all the heavy lifting they did. It's really good. It's important to have a crew. Or a live studio audience. Yeah, a posse, a live studio audience. We're in the, as I said, we're in the big studio. This is where John Rooney and Ricky Horton will broadcast from. We're exactly, I'm sitting where Red Shandine's always sat. There's a plaque here marking that. So there's a great aura here in the baseball world in St. Louis with all their greats and Stan the Man Musial. But the Clydesdales will be coming out. Those are always fun. Mm. Mike, isn't it amazing to see the Clydesdales run around? I mean, they're just incredible animals. Huge. Yeah. Ginormous. Well, we're in the booth. Hi, Amy, come on in. We're in the booth where all the muffins are, too, I note. So that's also the show. Come on, sit down. It's Amy Barra.
I love that picture.
Nice to have you here again.
Yeah.
Pleasure having Amy Barra. Amy is a manager curator at Cardinals Museum, and yes, there's a reason there's a museum.
Yes, there is.
You got a lot to have in your museum. Like,
of course we do.
The David Freese torn-up shirt pieces, right?
I mean, yeah, we have that. It's not on exhibit right now. He's resting. He's pretty tired from that 2011 reunion.
And you can actually swing a bat, right?
Yes, holding history. We have Stan Musial's bat, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Albert. Not Albert. I'm sorry. I wish we had an Albert
bat. Why don't
bat
you have
there.
An Albert
well,
bat?
We don't have
Let's
that
call
many.
Albert.
I think we have like three bats
I'll
in our
I've got
collection.
Them on my cell. I'll just call them.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you do that for me? I would appreciate it. How about a rookie bat? I think that
maybe
would be
Maybe I could
great.
Get that number from Benji Molina or something.
Maybe.
Anyway,
you never
tell
know.
Me about your museum and what curator means.
Well, so curator means to care for. So my job is to ensure we are collecting and preserving our history for future generations. Mm-hmm. We did a major technology upgrade this year. So we have added two new interactives. One of them is Cardinals Candids, and you can put yourself in a historic photo.
That's fun.
Or one that was taken just last season. And then the other one is the Cardinals Hall of Fans, where you can put yourself on a Cardinals Hall of Fame plaque.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. What you can do with technology now.
I mean, it's amazing.
So you can put, it's like Forrest Gump. You could put me in with it, all the.
I sure could.
Yeah.
You could hang out with Red and Stan.
Man.
And be in a photo.
And put it on your wall and, wow, tell me about
that
picture. Yeah, I can barely remember it. It's been so.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. We have a new exhibit this year called Viva Los Cardinales, and we are celebrating our 176 Hispanic and Latin players.
Wow.
Out of 2,200, 176
that's
guys.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be better, I think. Polo Asensio tells me it's not enough.
Well, it's not enough, course. But, you know, it was one thing funny about, you know, it's all about what's your average.
Yeah.
That's one of those performance deals because I don't think anybody looks at anything like that. It's how do they hit?
Yeah.
How do they pitch?
Right.
How
good
do
field,
they catch? No.
Yeah.
It's just at that point. I think we'd seriously put a three-eyed Martian on our team if they were that good.
Right.
If they were named Shohei Ohtani, you'd probably put them on.
Maybe so.
That's one pure thing where what do you shoot?
Yeah.
Right? It's,
yes.
I think it's amazing. What's amazing is how many good players there are.
Yes.
And how many people are trying to take out other people's jobs.
That's right. You know, since 1913.
That's
right. We've had Hispanic and Latino players.
That's
on the team.
Longer than I would have guessed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. Well, okay, so people can come see the museum. There are hours and things, correct?
Yes.
And times.
So we're open 7 days a week. We open at 10 until 6, unless it's game day, and then we're open through the seventh inning.
Mm. Yeah. Fun. Do you have fun?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun.
And is there things that
pretty cool job.
Fire you up?
Oh, yeah.
New. How do you come up with new ideas?
I look at what is going on, kind of keep an eye on what other museums are doing, kind of trends in the museum field, but also like what fans want to see, what they tell me they want to see in the museum. That is most important.
Yeah.
Because for me, for them to see themselves reflected and
that's cool.
And also just you know, the stories that they're interested in.
Yeah.
It's hard to gauge sometimes, but I know this new exhibit's going to be pretty well received.
Can't you do a little broadcasting in there too?
We've added some new plays this year. We have Albert's 703 Call. We also have Wayno's 200th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was exciting to see him get
it.
Yeah, it
really was.
Everybody wanted him to get that. Oh, it was so close.
We got some really good stuff from him.
Yeah.
From that. And that's a new case that we've added this year, is we have three new cases. One is items from 325. We can't forget that happened just,
That's a combination of Wayno and Yachty. Nobody will ever break
nobody
that.
Nobody will ever break
because
that.
Because the baseball isn't built that way anymore.
We have the home plate and the pitching rubber.
That's so cool.
We got their shoes. We got jerseys. We have a game ball. So we put all that together. And then Wayno gave us some stuff for his 2000th win. We also got the pitching rubber from that, his
shoes.
That's
so cool.
And then, of course, we have a kind of a hello goodbye to Albert with a jersey, you know, that we didn't think would happen.
So we need to come to the museum.
You need to come check it out.
This changes all the time.
Yes, yes. I'm going to be doing some updates once our City Connect jersey comes out in our logo gallery. So that'll be happening in May, I think May or June. I don't know when the official announcement is. My plans for the logo gallery to be debuted is like May, June.
Well, there's I think we're second all-time World Series. The Yankees, I think, are first. I think the Cardinals at 11 are second. So,
but our museum is better.
I'm sure it is. Amy Barra, thank you for coming by. It's always
you.
A pleasure to see you. And
happy opening day.
Happy opening day to you as well. Amy Barra, manager and curator, Cardinals Museum. It's a beautiful, beautiful exhibit of things. You'll love it. And to get a hold of bat and do some play-by-play, cool. That's amazing. Great creativity. All right, quick check of your sports, and we got the Fox Business Minute coming up. Diane Ducey, what do we got?
Well, thanks, CV. It was awesome to have the inaugural Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament going on and our Illini coming out winners. So, let's see. Kendall Bostic with 15 points and 15 rebounds. Makaira Cook led the team with 27 points, and I caught some audio from her in the after the game press conference, and she talked about, you know, making those points and getting things done.
It felt pretty good. I just wanted to do whatever it took to win, and we have the ultimate green light when we have open shots, so we know you catch it, you're open, let it fly. So that's the confidence that she instills in us, so it just translates.
It's for Kendall and Genesis. Just big picture, what does this two-week stretch mean for you guys, both now, and what do you think it could mean to build on?
I really think it just kind of sets us up for next season. You know, you look at a lot of the really good teams that are, you know, playing in the Elite Eight and Final Four now for the NCAA tournament. You know, they won the NIT or got really close in the WNIT. So I think this is just an important step for us, and it put us, you know, in some adverse situations, in some high-stress situations. You know, championship game is not, you know, the nerves are rolling pretty much the whole game. So just, you know, having some of our younger guys and, you know, some of us that haven't had the opportunity to do that, I think it's really good just setting us up for success next year.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a big building block and a building stone. I'm just so grateful, so thankful. Just thank God for everything, because like she said, I mean, we had hit a rough patch in our season, like the middle of the season, but to know that it finished with a championship, like, you couldn't ask for nothing better.
Go Illini! Way to go, the women in the inaugural Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, bringing home the hardware for the first time in program history. Our forecast brought to you by Kurt Lenschow of State Farm Insurance.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Saturday still in the midst of this very unsettled weather picture, wide and expansive and pretty deep as well. Low pressure centered across the lower Great Lakes region. Its western flank here back into parts of East Central Illinois for the day-to-day as well as part of tomorrow. After that, a nice brief turnaround in temperatures with some sunshine Saturday. Next system, a couple of them out of the Ohio River Valley locales. That usually means wide and expansive moisture. That'll be the story into the early to middle parts of next week. After that, milder and warmer to drier for folks in the agribusiness side and field work in mind. 43 today with a cloudy sky and a few sprinkles and snowflakes around this morning, as well as this afternoon, maybe a shower around. That'll extend in through early this evening down to 33. Partly sunny tomorrow afternoon, chilly at 48, up to 55 with sunshine for the day on Saturday. Showers break out Sunday with a high near 56, but 71 in between some clouds and a stray shower thunderstorm for the eclipse Monday. Tuesday, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, and Wednesday as well with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New claims for unemployment benefits rose last week, up 9,000 to 221,000, though it's still in the range of a healthy job market. Those remaining on benefits continuing claims declined 19,000 to 1.79 million. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says there were more than 90,000 job cuts announced last month, the highest level since January of last year. Most of the cuts were from technology firms in the U.S. government. The monthly employment report is released tomorrow morning. Ford says it will delay its plans to release an all-electric SUV and is expanding its line of hybrid vehicles. The automaker says it's serving customers with the right mix of gas, hybrid, and EVs based on demand today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
93.5. We're live opening day 2024, Busch Stadium, St. Louis. I'm looking right behind home plate, right down at some of the grounds crew guys just putting the finishing touches on what is a beautiful field. It's going to be cloudy and 50 today with windy conditions. If you're coming down, I'd wear everything you have. I would literally look like the Michelin man because you can always take it off. It is. There's nothing more miserable than being at a sporting event when you're freezing. I mean, people have wrapped themselves in newspapers at Wrigley Field before. We've seen that.
Yeah, and actually, they just had their home opener this week, and the weather was not nice.
Yeah.
My friend Mark, you know, he sent me a picture of looking like the Michelin man, Stevie. Good to get a Cubs win yesterday, though, 9-8, and
yeah.
They'll have the day off today, so they'll be at Wrigley against the L.A. Dodgers, 1:20 tomorrow.
5-4, 5-3. They're doing fine.
Uh-huh.
Cardinals doing fine. Cardinals got off with a 7-game road trip that I thought was pretty difficult. 3-4, which is what I had said before. Mm-hmm. I said I'd take 3-4
that's
at
right.
this point. Ended up they could have won maybe one or two more, believe it or not. So that's a pretty awesome start. We'll see how they do today. Official opening day pep rally this morning at Ballpark Village. Again, if you're coming down, that starts at 10. Join Fredbird, Team Fredbird, DJ Todd Thomas. They got that going on at 10
nice.
To 12:30. 10 to 12:30.
Okay.
Now, the stadium opens at noon
okay.
for the 3:10. Really early. So normally it's an hour on weekdays and 2 hours on the weekends.
Now, taking on Miami, I know that John Jay was the third base coach or whatever
yeah.
last year. I don't know if he's still holding that position or not.
I don't know. Not sure.
We
I know
do
Jeff
have John
Lindgren,
Jay fans in our
Champagne's centennial graduate, Jeff Lindgren, pitches for the Marlins. I think he's in AAA to start the season.
Okay.
But he's been to the show and has pitched some for Miami last season, so we'll see if he can get back up. 12:05, if you come in at noon in St. Louis, you can watch the Cardinals have batting practice. And they're scheduled from 12:05 to 12:55, so you see a lot of guys hit the ball. Maybe some hit it out of here. You can watch them do that. You got the Marlins batting practice at 1 o'clock till 1:50. And then pregame ceremonies begin at 2:30. World-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, Fredbird and Team Fredbird doing stuff. They've got they just got so many things going on around Cardinal Village, and it's just going to be buzzing. It always is buzzing. At this time of day, even on opening day this early, there's just an electricity outside, and it's really, really fun to be around. So this place will have every seat full. Opening day baseball in St. Louis, you have all the former Cardinals in their red jackets and the Hall of Famers, and people will be walking around, people will be cheering them, and then we play ball here in St. Louis for the first time in 2004. But again, there's activities galore, and people are active as we speak now.
Well, and I know that you visited with Megan about some of the promotions and giveaways, and we had talked yesterday about that's one of the benefits to having our pocket calendar that are available in our studios. But today is that Cardinal magnet with the whole schedule on it, and you got to have that for your, you know.
Yeah, the Cardinals Care. They're doing a Cardinal Care silent auction. She mentioned at 9 with the Cardinal Care. But yes, I did read about the magnet. And that's cool to have on your fridgey. It's 2024 Cardinal Magnet Schedule. All fans, age 21 and older, will get a magnet featuring the 2024 Cardinal Schedule. Compliments of Budweiser. And, yeah, it fits on the fridge. And, you know, it's not too small. You can certainly see it. So that'll tell you home and away and what the schedule is. A lot of people. But we do have pocket schedules. You want to come by the Philo Studio anytime and pick those up. We have those.
And I know Saturday I see there's that Hall of Fame car parade that'll be happening in the bobblehead. We also have the adult Cardinals long sleeve hooded pullover on Sunday's game, April 7th. So quite a series, of course, getting out of the gate with some fun giveaways.
Yeah, we had that in our hands, the hoodie thing. It's very nice. But the things that she had were just, I don't know what it would cost retail, but, you know, north of $40 for most of it. I mean, it's just amazing they hand those out 25,000 times.
Right, right. And that's why there's so many townies there in St. Louis when people are coming out of the game and you know, asking
Megan told me it wasn't on the air. She said, we've kind of shooed them away.
Right.
We don't like them right outside the stadium, so they had to move across the street to buy your stuff. But I said, Megan, that's a compliment. People think you have something that valuable. Yeah. That you could sell it back. But when you think about world championships, you know, the Yankees have 27 World Series championships, but the Cardinals are second. Yeah, Cardinals are second with 11. Last one was 2011, but they're hard to win. Cardinals won two in the 60s. I mean, you go back, they won in one in the 20s, one in two in the 30s, two in the three in the 40s, one in two in the 60s, one in the 80s, 2006 and 2011. So they're hard to win. Hard to win those things.
Yeah.
But we've talked a lot about different aspects of the Cardinals, but the players for a game like 3 o'clock today, they'll be showing up pretty soon. And then they all have their own routines. It's interesting. But they have a reporting time when they come, and then they think they have different options of what they want to eat and what they want to do. But when you get to this level, it's all pretty much Division One, as I like to say. It's all at a very high level. Mm-hmm. Everything. That's why, you know, in AAA baseball, there are a lot of people that have been to the show and then back to AAA, and then they just want to get back to the show because that's, you know, chartered jets and nice hotels, and they pay them money every day to eat. So as if they would need it in a lot of those cases. I mean, the minimum wage in this level of baseball, the minimum wage just on the bench, regardless of if you do anything, you're a AAA guy, you get called up, I think the minimum wage is... Gosh, if you kind of look at it in an hourly fashion, you know, it's like $350 an hour is your minimum wage for baseball players. That's the littlest you'll get, and that's if you play or you don't play. I think it also breaks down to $4,200 a game, just the very basic guy. So Jim Hampton and I have been trying to make that happen, but they haven't called. Nobody has called me. I played college baseball. Nobody wants to call me. I played college baseball for an hour. Okay, I didn't have my stuff that day. And then they just let me go. I want to show them they made a mistake.
Okay.
The only way I would play left field for the Cardinals is if I own them. That would be it.
There you go.
And I don't think I'm going to get that bought anytime soon. Okay, it's 8:29. We're going to talk to Dolores Scanton here coming up. It's interesting, her title, Senior Director of Premium Sales and Service. It'd be something that Budweiser 703 Club. I don't know anything about that, so I'm looking forward to learning about. Can I buy a Budweiser 703 Club? Can I buy the whole club?
If you own the team.
I have to own the team. Okay.
Oh shit!
Darn it. Okay, Senior Director of Premium Sales and Service, Dolores Scanton. Scanlon will come by.
Well, we've been part of those clubs and suites and stuff like that in the past, so it'll be great to get some insight from Laura.
Well, and I guess that might be even a higher level than what we've done, but we are doing the Cardinal bus trip.
Yes.
It'll be June 22nd. Diane will be your bus captain.
Absolutely.
And Timmy tour bus, so that's the nice, smooth one we had last year. Mm-hmm. We'll do about the same thing. Drive down, park in the reserve bus parking, and then we're going to our suite at 214 or 230 or somewhere the same line. And bathrooms for both men and women right across the hall. We just go up the ramp and we're there. It's just perfect. Very convenient. If you're interested, text in BUS to 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone lines. All of our regular features on Thursdays, like the John Decker and Nathaniel-san and Tim, the smoke guy, all will return next Thursday. Nathaniel will be on tomorrow, as a matter of fact. But thank you for listening to our special broadcast. We'll be back. It's ESPN 93.5 coming up on 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden has a call with Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu today. First time since the IDF strike that killed 7 World Central Kitchen Aid workers in Gaza. Founder celebrity chef Jose Andres believes.
We were targeted deliberately, nonstop, until everybody was dead in this convoy.
Israel calls the strike unintentional and tragic. The chef says humanitarians and civilians should not be paying the consequences of war. When the polls get tough, the Bidens go poll shopping. Politico reporting that President Biden is bringing on a new slate of pollsters with a Wall Street Journal poll showing Biden down to Donald Trump in 6 swing states, but by a few points, Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox.
We've got a battle nationally. The polling numbers we're seeing nationally are encouraging. But it's close. It's going to be a battle to see who shows up and who votes.
On Fox's Hannity, America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State Senate Republicans pushing for reform of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board. It follows the murder of an 11-year-old Chicago boy. The boy, Jaden Perkins, and his mom attacked last month by a man who had just been released on parole. Senate Republicans say Perkins' death could have been prevented. Illinois Natural Resources officials urging everyone to be alert when venturing into state parks to catch the eclipse next week. It'll take place April 8th, the same day as the beginning of turkey hunting season in the state. Hunters reminded to scout in designated areas of the park. And eclipse watchers urged to remember that hunters may be present when they arrive at the park. Urbana Board of Education approved the appointments of the Executive Director of Leadership Development, Urbana Early Childhood School Principal, and the Dual Language School Principal. Dr. Laura Taylor will serve as the Executive Director of Leadership Development, primarily supporting and evaluating building principals. Taylor, currently Deputy Superintendent at Champaign Unit 4. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Your forecast from our meteorologist, Greg Soyer, brought to you by the Urbana Park District, inviting you to be part of the Martin Luther King Peace March, 5:30, King Park in Urbana. Mayor Diane Marlin and lots of dignitaries, Urbana Rotary Club president, unveiling the new artwork there, the Peace Pole. We heard all the details yesterday from Tim Bartlett with the Urbana Park District. The march then goes to the Douglas Center. Everything is between 5:30 and 7 at the Douglas Center. Sarah Sanquish with Champaign Park District will be there along with Mayor Deb Frank Finan. So you could be a part of it. UrbanaParks.org for tonight's event starting at 5:30. It's the Peace March.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. For East Central Illinois, Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, still in the midst of this sprawled out area of wide and expansive low pressure. Weather will get better, though, over the next couple of days. Back into complex mode with a couple of systems out of the Ohio into early next week and some complicating cloud cover for the day on Monday. After that, some cooler days ahead later next week. The following week, ramp up that farm equipment if you're so inclined here. A change to milder to warmer and drier. Not today, though. Windy, cold with a couple of showers breaking out, even a few wet snowflakes this morning. A few sprinkles this afternoon. 43 the high, down to 33 tonight with an evening shower chance. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Chilly the high here, 48. Sunshine returns for the day on Saturday, 55. And there may be some shower activity breaking out Sunday with a high near 56 degrees. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. More rain next Thursday and some lower cloud cover as well for the eclipse on Monday. Up to 56 on Sunday, but lower 70s Monday and Tuesday of next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Fun. Having fun here in St. Louis. It's baseball. And we had a great run with basketball. The Illini women win the WBIT championship. We've had that all over the radio this morning. Congratulations, mm-hmm. Shauna Green. Lucky I signed her to that new contract
extended
the other day.
Extended contract.
I said I've got an extended contract. We're signing you up till 2050. Okay. And, of course, Josh Whitman knows nothing about this. Uh-huh. But I said, yeah, I'd say so. You won't care.
Hey.
So and she laughed, and I look like a genius now. Hmm? Championship coach, won
absolutely
her last game. Not very many humans win their last game in a basketball season, right?
That's right.
There's 67 disappointed men's teams after this coming weekend when there is the national semifinals. Has anybody, I won't even say beat Connecticut, will anybody play close to, I don't know. I'm thinking no. I don't think Alabama can stay with UConn, and I frankly don't think Purdue can. And yet, then again, if North Carolina State beats Purdue, and they might, then I don't think anybody beats North Carolina State. Well, that's impossible. It's sometimes that happens. anybody remember Villanova and Georgetown?
Right.
Villanova shot 72% and beat Patrick Ewing in Georgetown.
Yes.
That was never going to happen. They shot 72%. It was stunning. It was like unbelievable. There's no way Villanova can beat Georgia, so it can happen. And then that time I lost the bet where I said Kentucky would beat Arizona. Arizona was like a 7. Kentucky was a 1. And I said, I was not mentally solid because we were pregnant with triplets.
Oh, this is the billboard with the diapers.
I said, if Kentucky doesn't win, I'll get on a billboard in diapers.
Okay.
That hurt me.
Exactly.
Kentucky missed like 12 free throws. So I climbed on a billboard. No, I'm not going to bet anymore. I climbed on a billboard, and it was 35 degrees, so I had a sweatsuit, and I duct taped 3 diapers appropriately for triplets on my body and was wired to the billboard for 4.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So at least
doing
I...
Doing the show from up there?
Okay. I started the program going, nobody knows the trouble I
was. Right.
I was absolutely freezing, and I was humiliated as people on Neil Street. It was Neil and Kirby's billboard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like 9 million impressions a day. Anyway, it was one of those terrible ideas. And I went up and apologized to Janet, who was in bed with triplets.
Right.
In her tummy. And I said, honey, I'm sorry, I got to do this.
Uh-huh.
Bet's a bet.
The old days of great radio promotions.
Well, I guess, but again, Johnny was on the phone with me and going, okay, you're safe. You're okay. Kentucky, you're back on the billboard.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're safe. You're safe. No, you're going back up. At 11:30 at night, I knew I was getting on a billboard at 5:30 in the morning by myself, and people got a kick out of it. So I don't know how I got to that story. But anyway, it's good to be in St. Louis, opening day baseball. I don't know who's going to win, and I'm not betting on it.
Right. So, taking on Miami, 3:10 first pitch.
I'm not betting on the game, so I'll take the Cardinals, but no bet. No diaper thing anymore. Man, oh, man. All right.
Got a text in to 359-2255, the Tapman's towing phone line, about at least turkeys didn't drop from the helicopter.
the WKRP in Cincinnati. No, those are classic, some of those things. But the radio promotion days, things go kind of funky and sideways. That certainly can happen in what we do, and it's fun, radio is a fun business. It really is. When we get to do stuff like this too, it's pretty cool. Anyway, it's fun to be part of the St. Louis Cardinals, to be their affiliate. We have a lot of people listen to St. Louis baseball on ESPN 93.5, and there are 100 and how many affiliates? 40 some. 149. Ben Boyd leads the charge on that. Hispanic. How many stations on Hispanic? 8. Number one in the country. Yeah, they got 8 stations. Hispanic radio. Talking about Polo and Benji doing Spanish radio, and that's the biggest in Major League Baseball. And 149 has to be the biggest affiliate.
I got a text in to see if Benji was going to be chiming in today.
Now, Benji is not. He is on
assignment.
At another location.
All
I think
right.
He's sleeping in. But anyway, yeah, the Braves, of course, they're a superstation. And so they have reached 149 Cardinal affiliates. And John Rooney told us back in one of the caravans, the reason the Cardinals are so doggone popular is because of radio. Because back in the day, when they cultivated all of those affiliates and gained 8 states worth of fans, it was kind of, he credits radio for that. And I think he's right. All right, we'll take one more break. We're going to meet Dolores Scanlon coming up and learn about Budweiser 703 Budweiser Club. I'm not sure what that is, but as I said in Napoleon Dynamite, I want that. It's a Tupperware scene. Okay, it's 20 before 9 o'clock. A few more minutes here in St. Louis with this broadcast. Looking forward to just coming to a ball game later in the summer. By the way, the Philadelphia series early this next week, it's going to be 75-80. So that's going to feel pretty good.
Yes.
Early in April, we should have done bus trip in April. No, 75 degrees. We got buffaloed on that year.
I know.
We did an early April. Whose idea was that? Mine. We did an early April bus trip. We had three buses crossing the river when they canceled the game.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Right.
People came with Diane on one bus. Well, I have no idea what you did with a bus of people with no game.
Well,
but Diane did it.
We ended up, like I said, staying. And then we had the concept of staying at that casino on the Illinois side and then taking that tram in. Did you do that this morning?
No, we talked about it. Greg Burr was going to help me with that, and I know how to do it if he's with me.
Mm-hmm.
But you can take the, what's it called, the train?
Metrolink.
Metrolink.
Okay. Yeah.
You take it before you cross the river. Exit A.
2B, I think.
2B. The casino
uh-huh.
exit. Then you just get on that thing, and it runs every 10 minutes during the main part of the day, and you can come, and it drops you off at the stadium.
Right.
So you don't have to come across the river.
I know, and then you don't have to deal with all the traffic.
You're
riding the train or the tram or metro or whatever back to the casino where you can relax and unwind a little bit before you hit the road, or you can
or you could win all your money back. Red on the roulette's a winner.
Yeah,
that's red.
There you go.
Anyway, we'll figure that one out. But I didn't. Of course, Greg's been down here a bunch. To a lot of games, hundreds of them over the years. So we just thought it'd be fine. And frankly, it was more traffic on the bridge at 5 in the morning than I remember. But people getting to work early, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, quick break. We'll come back with one more guest and wrap up our broadcast. We're in St. Louis. We're at Busch Stadium. I'm overlooking home plate and the pitching mound on the 50-yard line, essentially. It's this perfect seat for a broadcast. The men will be here later today giving you the play-by-play coverage on ESPN 93.5. Again, 1:35 early start. All the opening day festivities on radio will be right here where you're listening now. All right, back in just a moment. We'll touch on sports and then talk to Dolores Scanlon. One more guest here before we leave here. ESPN 93.5.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Basketball star Coleman Hawkins about Pacifica on Green.
I'm Coleman Hawkins. I like living at Pacifica on Green because it's really a home environment. Everyone's very welcoming. There's great space for whenever family wants to visit, great room size. It just came with everything I needed in order to feel like I was at home and feel like I can live here and have a good time.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green. Visit them at PacificaOnGreen.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper to bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no hour limit or 5-year 3,000 hour limit on the drivetrain. be your engine, your two gearboxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well, like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Use well, too. Tim Onstott, Yale Ferrex Trucking Dedicated Diesel and Championship Barbecueologist. The women win. They're national champions in the WBIT. Now, after the game, I noted that Shauna Green said, you know, next year we want to make the NCAA. She understands. Mm-hmm. But this is wonderful for her team to feel all of that and the process of, which will be exactly the NCAA if you keep winning there. It'll be heightened energy. Listen, I've watched more women's games than I have in a long time. Shauna Green's really good. This team's going to be really good. You got to keep getting really good players at the talent level they got at South Carolina and Iowa and certainly Connecticut. I mean, they're just... It's crazy. LSU, I think we need NIL money for women's basketball if we're going to play at that level. I really do. I don't know what's being committed there, if any, but I think it's time. If you want Shauna Green to win a national championship, we're going to need money. Okay. Anybody got Shad's number? Anybody? Actually, I got Mike and Jim and Greg's numbers. We can kind of pool together.
There we go.
I think we need $100,000 just to get the ball rolling in NIL for women. We got to get it going here.
So, speaking of Shauna Green, here's what she said after the game.
Obviously, just a huge night for us, and could not be more proud of this entire team and these guys sitting to my right. It's been a season really to remember because of, I think, what we went through. There's a lot of tough times, a lot of ups and downs, but I always say the journey, and when you're going through adversity, it makes it so much more worth it when you get to what you want and you accomplish a goal. And this last 2 weeks through this WBIT, I've had the most fun coaching these guys. And I said I've never smiled so much during games before. But I just, the confidence they were playing with, the togetherness, the trust that I think they had within themselves and what I had with them, I just let them play. And they made plays. And just, again, could not be more proud of just the overall effort tonight. We hit a little bit of adversity. They made their run in the second quarter. And I told them at halftime, we're right where we want to be. We're only down one possession. Come out and let's continue to defend and do what we do. And they responded and did that. So this is a big step for our program as we continue to build into what we want this program to be.
Awesome. I loved some of the stuff that the players were saying, too. So let me cue up real quick, like Adalia McKenzie. It was just great how much faith the ladies have.
For Daly, just matching up with their best player and also number three, how much did you kind of look forward to that matchup, and how much of a difference do you think that was for your team tonight?
First, I just want to give all the glory to God and Jesus Christ. I'm just so thankful to be here. And honestly, I take pride on defense. You know, Coach, when she puts me on the best player, like, I want to be my best and, you know, lock their best player up. And I just took a lot of pride in that and just stayed focused and did the best that I could.
I love that.
Okay, how's it gone?
Okay, Stevie.
Wait till I talk to you.
Are you ready at Bush?
All different now.
I caught him in a conversation. So we're going to break and be right back.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Okay, Diane, am I clean and green? Are we good?
I think so.
Uh-oh, she doesn't know.
I mean, there's,
that's okay.
There's 3 minutes, maybe.
We're happy to welcome Dolores Scanlon. Dolores Scanlon, talented, superstar. Could probably run the St. Louis Cardinals if she felt like it. Senior Director of Premium Sales and Service, Budweiser 703 Club, her 29th opening day. How does that feel?
You know, opening day is always special. It's hard to believe it's been 29 years.
29 years?
I know.
So what do you remember most? Is there a day, a time, a game, a moment, a David Freeze hit? I mean, you follow, I mean, you're working so inside. Do you care? I mean, do you follow the baseball team?
Yeah, of course we follow it.
But you're busy.
We are busy. Opening day, it's just fun to see all of our clients. I won't see the game at all today because I'll be
taking care of people,
visiting.
So you take care of people.
Yeah,
kind of what you do. Do you like taking care of people?
I do. I do.
How come?
It's just my favorite part. I find it very rewarding.
You're a people person.
The relationships yeah. you develop with people.
So what is the 703 thing? Tell me about that.
So the 703 Club is a brand new all-inclusive area. You can see it from here.
Where
it's,
is it?
Right under the Big Mac land. It's adjacent.
It's like Homer's
to,
Landing area. Where you, was Homer's
well,
Landing
still?
That
used to be Homer's out this way. This
okay.
used to be the Budweiser Bowtie Bar
okay.
and Left Field Landing.
So what do we got, what do we got in there that's different? I mean...
So it's very cool. The design elements salute Albert Pujols, of course, and his 700.
How can you miss Albert Pujols? How can you miss Albert? Anything yeah. Albert. Just say Albert.
Yeah, just Albert. and another neat feature of it, we've tried a new food and beverage concept in this club. Mm. Most of our all-inclusives are a traditional buffet.
Yeah, I know what those are, and they're yep. good. We enjoy yep. them.
In lieu of the buffet, we're having some food stations throughout the club.
So like?
We'll have an open kitchen where you can watch them make fresh pasta and enjoy the pasta. We also have stone-fired pizza,
ooh.
Variety of different pizzas, smash burgers, oh. nacho bars. So
ooh.
Just
smash burgers.
Yeah.
Those
they're
are awesome.
Typically only served in our owner's roost, so in our owner's suite.
So is this a higher-priced suite? It should
no,
be.
I mean, it's
comparable
along the lines of our other all-inclusive areas. You know, we have dynamic pricing, so you can
whatever
find
supply
tickets.
And demand. So I'm bringing a group in June, and I got a suite, but I probably should have gotten that.
Well, a suite is nice. This club has 364 seats, and
oh, it's a big. It's that UMB kind of UMB.
Yeah, it's kind of like UMB. It's just,
but I like the smash burger. I like the what else did you say?
Pizza.
Different. It's that's
yeah,
different.
Fresh pasta. It is different, but
I could eat
for
a lot
small
of pizza
group.
On that.
A private suite's ideal. I
well,
think.
You got a good thing going on. So this is kind of the new UMB.
Yes.
It's a big deal, but it's got unique items on the
yes.
menu.
And it's also different. One of the things I like about it is it's bright. There's a lot of open air. I think it has a great view of the field.
Yeah, sure.
It also has a great view of Ballpark.
It has screens everywhere, anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? People like the social.
Right,
and
right.
And then they eat, and then they rest for 2 minutes and eat more.
Eat, drink,
and then
enjoy
they rest for 2 minutes and eat more.
There
and drink.
You go.
It's just...
And then they wait till the end and have their soft serve ice cream that we have in the club.
So. I don't remember soft serve ice cream in my stuff.
First spot. First all-inclusive.
And so you're kind of running that deal, huh?
Well, I oversee the premium department.
So how do you know somebody's really good to be working in it? Can you tell a person has that? Do they have it? Can you tell that?
My staff or
yeah,
all of
your
the
staff?
Staff?
Your,
yeah, I think you can tell. People, you know, are they want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
They're friendly, outgoing. They're happy to be here. Those are all important traits.
Well, obviously, you're a big star here if you've been here 29 years.
Well, thank
Dolores
you.
Dolores Scanlon. I don't Correct. Think we've ever had you on the air.
This is the first time?
Well, then you'll come back another time.
Maybe. No, of course.
Well,
I've
listen,
heard great things about well, you, and I'm happy to be on
Well,
there.
I'm honored to be here and thankful every time. Budweiser 703 Club, so people can look for it when they buy a squeet or a space. Budweiser 703
yep.
Club.
Under our
all-inclusive. Smash Burger. And this is all you can eat stuff.
All you can eat.
Soft serve ice cream.
Come
like
hungry.
Vanilla, chocolate. What do we?
Mix, twist, both.
And probably cones and bowls and.
Just bowls.
Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Not everyone is good at making cones, you know.
Messy,
so we didn't want to have
messy
that.
People.
So just bowls.
Dolores, you're awesome, and congratulations on 29.
Thank you so
29
much.
Opening days.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I just heard you sign for another 29.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
good
know
Good for
about
you,
that.
Dolores. Good job. Congratulations.
Great.
Signed
thank
on.
You.
Nice to see you.
Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, Dolores Scanlon. That's interesting. I love that idea. I want to
yeah.
look into that and maybe be fun to do a. A bigger group, maybe.
Yeah.
But I like smash burgers are just awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I've learned how to make smash burgers at home, and it's awesome.
Do you have a Blackstone or something?
I have a lodge, the kind that you heat up and then and you smash it. And I just got something for my birthday. Smashed the thing down.
Nice.
I'm fired up. Kind of fired up. It got me going on this on the smash burger. And then the pizza's good.
Pizza's good, and it's just fun to watch him make it. They have probably a 600 degree, 900 degree oven kind of thing.
That's really cool. Well, Diane, we're learning all these cool things.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Dolores Scanlon. We appreciate you very much. ESPN 93.5. Well, looky there. I guess we're going to actually play our final break, and probably I can just say goodbye now, I guess. I got a whole crew helping me today, which is awesome. Mike, you can carry my paper again. I don't want to heavy lift anybody.
Okay.
It's really fun, and I guess I was into basketball a little longer this year, so it's hard to kind of baseball creeped up a little bit because we're following the Illini.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I can't believe how long a grounds crew can work on a field that's perfect. I don't get it. It's just that right now they're dragging. They've got these little three wheelers, and they're dragging it with their screens to make the powder perfect, and then they'll come in during the game and do it manually. I mean, these guys, if you make it to this level, you get to play on the best stuff. It's so exciting, so cool. Well, we've had fun. We look forward to getting back to Champaign-Urbana in the studio again tomorrow to kick off the weekend. Weather's going to turn warmer, as Greg has told us, so we're looking forward to temperatures in the 70s by the end of the weekend. And pretty much all of next week, I see a 7 in there a lot. So we'll do that. But, Diane, great job on everything there. Thank you to, again, our crew here in St. Louis, the Maggie, the Michael, the Jim, the Greg. We appreciate their help for our broadcast this morning live from St. Louis and Busch Stadium on opening day 2024. Always history made here. And we'll continue to track those St. Louis Cardinals. But thank you for listening this morning. Diane, thanks for all your help.
No problem.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Go Cardinals beat Miami. That's a 3:15 start from Busch. Great show.
All right, man.
Here's Greg Sillier.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana is Saturday still in the midst of this very unsettled weather picture, wide and expansive and pretty deep as well. Low pressure centered across the lower Great Lakes region. It's western flank here back into parts of East Central Illinois for the day today as well as part of tomorrow. After that, a nice brief turnaround in temperatures with some sunshine Saturday. Next system, a couple of them out of the Ohio River Valley locales. That usually means wide and expansive moisture. That'll be the story into the early to middle parts of next week. After that, milder and warmer to drier for folks in the agribusiness side and field work in mind. 43 today with a cloudy sky and a few sprinkles and snowflakes around this morning, as well as this afternoon, maybe a shower around. That'll extend in through early this evening down to 33. Partly sunny tomorrow afternoon, chilly at 48, up to 55 with sunshine for the day on Saturday. Showers break out Sunday with high near 56, but 71 in between some clouds and a stray shower thunderstorm for the eclipse Monday. Tuesday, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, and Wednesday as well with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgang.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
From
computer systems to brakes and tires too. At PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new